My next guest, he's a fireball, I'll tell you that. He's a guy that I've talked to a number of times. In fact, as recently as I think maybe yesterday. Daniel Miller, the president of TexitNow.org. What does that mean? It means they want to take Texas and make their own independent republic. Maybe based on the Constitution of the United States and actually adhere to it. What an idea. Daniel, welcome back.
Hey, good morning, Steve.
Good to talk to you again, my friend. So here we are, as we head toward 2023, it's closer now than it's ever been. And you and I have talked this a couple of times. If you went back just 5 years ago, prior to Donald Trump being elected, the appetite for Texas was, not much. But since Donald Trump was president and since he was not reelected, however you think that happened, the appetite for the Texas movement has really exploded, hasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, Steve, I mean, we're at 66% of likely voters now, right? That was from a poll done back in the summer by Survey USA. And, you know, it's not like it was suddenly overnight, though. You know, we joke around and we say that when we founded our organization in 2005 that independence was polling in single digits here, but we always like to brag that it's always polled higher than the approval rating of the U.S. Congress, right, which is kind of a low bar since they poll generally right above or below leprosy. But beyond that, you know, we've seen substantial gains, even going back to 2014 with the Reuters Ipsos poll about this issue, where we crossed over and had 54% of Republicans, about half of independents, and even 35% of Democrats. So, you know, this has been on a fairly long trajectory toward this idea that the people of Texas want to vote on becoming a self-governing independent nation.
And so when will that happen? I mean, that's the real, I've heard 2023 thrown around a lot. When would that occur?
Yeah, 2023 is the target, right? So from a process standpoint, the thing that we've got to do is we've got to get legislation passed in our state legislature that will enable the vote, right? Although we have the right under Article 1, Section 2 of our state constitution to do it, the problem is there's no statutory framework to make it happen. And so last session, we were able to get the Texas Independence Referendum Act introduced, but it stalled out in committee. There was just a lot of political establishment resistance to it. This year, when the legislative session starts in January, we feel very confident we're going to get the legislation filed again. And there's a lot of momentum out here. I mean, the Texas issue was a major recurring theme all throughout the primary election and even into the general election here in Texas. So we're expecting momentum. We're expecting to see the bill filed. And if and when it gets filed and it passes, then what we're looking at is November 2023. Texans will be able to go to the polls and answer the question, should the state of Texas reassert its status as an independent nation?
And many would say post-Civil War, and this is where the illegal arguments come in, that that's not legally possible under the U.S. Constitution the way it is now. So I guess I would have to ask you, you know, obviously we've talked about this in the past, but for anybody who's listening now, what would prevent any other state from doing exactly the same?
No, absolutely nothing. You know, when we hear those arguments about the unconstitutionality of it, no one seems to be able to point out where in the Constitution that it's forbidden, right? So when you look at what the Constitution says, Article 1, Section 10 lists everything that states are forbidden from doing. Withdrawing from the Union is not in there. So under the 10th Amendment, it's a power reserved to the states, and so then you have to look at what your own state law says. And frankly, this is where I think a lot of the interest is coming from and why so much, I guess there's so much interest in this outside of Texas, is because ultimately what we're saying is that each state has, or the people of these states have the right to answer this fundamental question. It's if your state was already a self-governing independent nation, knowing everything you know about the federal government right now, would you vote to join the union? And it's, you know, whether people choose to, you know, would want to join the union, stay in the union, leave, whatever it is, at a very minimum, because of how broken the federal system is, everybody in every state should be having this conversation right now.
I think that's exactly true. You know, and I think you and I have talked about this. I mean, if Texas left, who else might be interested in joining Texas? Would it be Oklahoma? Would Oklahoma join you and be a part of this new republic? Would Utah say, you know what, we're on board? You run right up through the gut of the country, right? Then what?
Steve, here's the beautiful thing about it, right? Part of the reason that so many of us are bristling right now is how overreaching and overbearing the federal system has gotten, right? They've removed this idea of local self-government that was near and dear to the founders and the framers of what became the United States. And so, you know, we're in a situation now, if you play this out to its logical extent, any state that wanted to become a self-governing independent nation, let's say that they did that and other states stayed as part of the political and economic institution known as the United States.
Right.
Well, if that's the case, you look around the world right now, how do self-governing independent nations do business with one another? That they trade with one another, they travel between one another, they engage in mutual defense with one another without having to surrender their sovereignty to a capital that is not theirs. Well, oddly enough, that is actually closer to the vision of the founders and the framers than the federal government is today. So there's no need for another union when we can do all of the things that the founders and the framers envisioned in the first place by treaty.
Unless, of course, if Texas were to leave and the remaining United States said no entry, wouldn't that be something that they would enforce a border with Texas and not on border with Mexico? But I could foresee that as a real possibility. Your thoughts?
Yeah, it's really not. I mean, it's super impractical. I would just draw your attention to the work of probably the leading academic.
And what about the military bases? You know, what about the military bases and all the military equipment that's owned by the United States of America, including nuclear warheads? Would Texas be a nuclear power?
Well, you know, we don't need that. I don't know if you've had the chili down here, but it's pretty nuclear on its own.
Well, but being a nuclear power gives you standing in the world. These are not simple questions. These are complex, far-reaching questions. I'll give you the last word.
Sure they are. Sure, yeah. I mean, look, no one is promising utopia, and no one is saying that this is an easy process. About three-quarters of the process of the exit process is pretty straightforward. But the negotiated issues are going to be easy. But here's where we should draw hope and strength, Steve. And it's that we've seen 140 other self-governing independent nations show up around the world since World War II. If they can figure it out, then what have they got that we haven't got?
Daniel Miller, president of TexitNow.org. Look it up. Texit, T-E-X-I-T. TexitNow.org. Daniel, always fascinating.
Steve, thank you so much.
Really appreciate it. I'm going to take a break here on the Steve Gruber Show. Don't you go anywhere. I'll be right back. You can always find out more at stevegruber.com. Stevegruber.com. I'll be back.
It's time to go in the huddle.
One, two, three.
DraftKings Sportsbook is an official sports betting partner of the National Football League. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app today and be sure to use the promo code HUGE for a special offer when you sign up. That's code HUGE, H-U-G-E, only at the DraftKings Sportsbook.
The Detroit Lions have won their third consecutive game by beating the New York Giants to the score of 31-18. It was all about Jamal. Jamal Williams with three touchdowns on the day, and defensive end Aiden Hutchinson, the number two overall pick in the draft back in April, intercepted a pass and recovered a fumble to help set up 14 points in the game. Jared Goff and the Lions offense didn't have a single turnover for the second consecutive game. Michael Badgley added a 24-yard field goal, and Detroit improves to 4-6 on the year, which until last week had not won a road game under second-year head coach Dan Campbell. Now, they've won two in a row. Next up for the Lions, they're going to play host to the Buffalo Bills, who actually just played a home game on Sunday against the Cleveland Browns in Ford Field. They'll welcome the Bills back to Ford Field on the annual Thanksgiving Day game on Thursday at 12:30.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
Michigan has been through some tough times.
times. We've seen businesses close, unemployment soar, and the economy take a heavy hit. But through these struggles, we've been given the opportunity to rethink, retool, and reimagine. It's through strength and determination, drive and focus, that we will be back and we will bring Michigan back. We are the Michigan Chamber, and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
I don't know how to talk like a parent. Don't make me come back there. You see what I mean? It's pretty awful. Try it again. Don't make me come back there. Now that's pretty good. That one kind of sounded like my dad. Weird.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to put up with you. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad